This is Amy Burke at the 85th National FFA Convention, and joining me today as part of the Collegiate FFA area is Lindsay. Nice to have you.
Thank you. Glad to have you over at the Career Fair.
I understand that the Collegiate section of the Career Fair is a new addition to the Career Expo this year.
Yes, it is. We understood that we were missing a part of our audience that comes with their colleges or mans their collegiate booths, so we extended it to Wednesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 5 p.m., but we are also keeping it on Saturdays at the Lucas Oil Stadium in conjunction with the American FFA degree ceremony.
How many companies and representatives do you have here that are specific to the college age group?
Right now we have 32. We look for years to come for that to grow because this is an area that focuses on the career success piece of our mission statement. And these companies understand that and see the value in the students that come out of our programs and certainly the ag ed system.
And I understand that you work very closely with the Agriculture Ambassadors as well. Can you explain a little bit about that program?
Sure. The Agricultural Ambassador Program, we select 20 students from across the country who participate in basically a scholarship program. They receive $1,500 throughout the year, the use of an iPad, a projector, and a camera, and they are advocating for the agricultural industry, whether that be in an elementary classroom, a civic organization, or it could even be a collegiate organization.
So not only is this convention geared towards the high school age group, but also the college age group, and they definitely need to come check out the Career Fair. What would be your number one recommendation for a college student headed over this way?
I think the biggest thing to be just soak up every part of convention. I know that's kind of hard to say or to grasp, and it's a full concept, but certainly sign up for all the collegiate events that you are able to attend because they are set up for specific pieces. We're focusing on the career fair. We have networking events, as it is very important to establish a network of individuals to work with.
Well, thank you again. And if you're here at convention in the Career Expo, be sure to stop on over at the Collegiate Career Fair and check out the companies that are here looking to recruit and maybe possibly receive an internship opportunity. So thank you again.
Thank you very much.
This is Amy Burke reporting from the 85th National FFA Convention.